Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. Today we're diving deep into a topic that's incredibly relevant in our current information-saturated world, credibility. In an era where we're bombarded with data, opinions, and narratives from every angle, discerning what's reliable and what's not has become a monumental challenge.
Absolutely, host. It feels like we're constantly swimming in a sea of information, and it's getting harder and harder to find that solid ground of truth. The script really highlights that credibility isn't just about being factually correct, though that's a crucial starting point, right?
Exactly. The core idea is that true credibility is a much more complex tapestry. It's woven from threads of perceived trustworthiness and reliability. You could have all the right answers, but if nobody believes you, what's the point? It's that critical distinction between possessing knowledge and being believed to possess knowledge.
And the script breaks this down into three foundational pillars, which I think is a fantastic way to approach it. First up, we have expertise. This is the knowing your stuff part, demonstrating a deep understanding of a subject.
Right, and expertise isn't always about formal qualifications, though those certainly help. It's also about years of relevant experience, a consistent track record, or insightful contributions. Think of a scientist citing peer-reviewed research versus someone sharing a personal anecdote about a health trend.
That's a great example. The scientific approach has that rigorous validation. But then you have the mechanic with that intuitive, hands-on knowledge that textbooks just can't replicate. The key is conveying that knowledge effectively without sounding arrogant.
And the script touches on the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is so important, the tendency for people with low ability to overestimate their skills. True experts often understand the limits of their own knowledge. Signaling expertise is about confidence backed by evidence, and also acknowledging what you don't know.
So, it's about being a reliable source, not an infallible oracle. But as the script points out, knowledge alone isn't enough. People need to trust your intentions behind sharing that knowledge. That leads us to the second pillar, trustworthiness.
Trustworthiness is where integrity and honesty really shine. It's built on the consistency between what you say and what you do, walking the talk. Transparency is a massive part of this, being open about your sources, your methods, and any potential biases.
Absolutely. If you're presenting research, revealing funding sources or conflicts of interest is vital. And the script gives that powerful example of a brand facing backlash after a data privacy scandal. Their promises were shattered because their actions didn't align.
That breach of trust is so hard to repair. It highlights how critical honesty is, even when it's uncomfortable. And here's an interesting point: vulnerability can actually build trust. When we see those we rely on as human, acknowledging limitations or past errors, it makes them more relatable.
It's counterintuitive, but true. Building a reputation for reliability is a slow, steady process of demonstrating integrity over time through consistent actions. It's about showing up, being honest, and owning your actions. But we're not done yet, there's a third pillar.
That's the heart of goodwill. This is about showing your audience that you genuinely have their best interests at heart. It's about empathy, understanding, and addressing their concerns, needs, and aspirations.
Credible sources don't just identify problems, they often focus on solutions and positive outcomes. They communicate their why, their underlying purpose and values. Think about nonprofits or public service announcements that aim to educate and uplift.
And even brands with strong corporate social responsibility initiatives demonstrate goodwill by aligning their business practices with positive societal impact. Connecting emotionally is powerful, but it must be authentic, not manipulative. It's about shared values.
When you can articulate your purpose in a way that resonates with your audience's values, you foster a deeper connection. It's about building a relationship, not just delivering a message. So, we've got expertise, trustworthiness, and goodwill. Now, how do we actively cultivate these in our own communication?
That's the practical application section, and it's packed with actionable advice. First, a robust content strategy is key. Consistently deliver information that's accurate, relevant, and valuable. It's about providing insights that help your audience understand the world or solve problems.
And hand in hand with content is your communication style. Using clear, accessible language is paramount. Avoid jargon unless absolutely necessary, and if you do, explain it thoroughly. Active listening, both literally and figuratively, is also crucial.
That means paying attention to audience feedback, questions, and responding respectfully, even during disagreements. Building a community around your content is another powerful strategy, fostering that sense of shared purpose and mutual respect.
It's about engaging in a dialogue, not just broadcasting. Actively seeking feedback and demonstrating that you're listening by responding thoughtfully and making changes creates a virtuous cycle. And don't underestimate social proof, testimonials, endorsements, shared experiences.
When people see others they trust or admire finding you credible, it validates your standing. Finally, navigating criticism and skepticism constructively is inevitable. Approach it with humility, address valid points, and clarify misunderstandings with patience. Credibility isn't about perfection, it's about handling imperfection.
Now, let's look at how these principles play out in the real world. The script discusses branded content, like a financial institution offering educational resources on budgeting. This builds credibility by providing value beyond just selling services.
And then there's thought leadership and executive analyzing market trends or sharing their vision for the future. This positions them and their organization as knowledgeable and forward-thinking. It's about establishing yourself as an expert and influencer.
The challenge becomes even more pronounced in public discourse, like politics or social issues. Building trust here is monumental, often fraught with skepticism. Nuance and a genuine effort to find common ground are essential, rather than just demonizing opposing viewpoints.
And on a personal level, individuals building their personal brands online rely heavily on authenticity. Demonstrating expertise, being transparent about your journey, and showing genuine passion are key. It's about building that connection with your audience.
It's fascinating to think about the public figures we admire. Who do we find credible, and why? It's rarely just one thing, it's that interplay of expertise, trustworthiness, and goodwill. And the script reminds us that credibility isn't a destination, it's a journey.
A journey built over time through consistent effort, and it can be eroded surprisingly quickly. It's a long game requiring patience and persistence. Now, the script dives into the challenges we face in maintaining credibility today, and the first major one is the sheer velocity of information.
Oh, definitely. News breaks, trends emerge, opinions shift at lightning speed. It feels impossible to keep up and verify everything before it's outdated or, worse, replaced by misinformation. Developing a critical filter is so important here.
It's not about being cynical, but discerning. Asking, who is the source? What's their motivation? Is there supporting evidence? Does this align with what I know? And speaking of misinformation, that's perhaps the Everest of credibility challenges today.
Absolutely. The ease with which fake news can be created and disseminated, especially with sophisticated actors, is frankly alarming. The script even mentions deepfakes, the ability to create hyper-realistic videos of people saying or doing things they never did.
That's not science fiction anymore, it's a present-day reality demanding vigilance. As communicators, we have to be the antidote. This might mean slowing down our content production to ensure accuracy or actively debunking false claims. It's a responsibility.
Another significant hurdle is the erosion of institutional trust. For so long, we placed faith in government, media, academia, but scandals and perceived biases have damaged that. This creates a vacuum filled by less credible, more sensational voices.
Rebuilding the trust is a long, arduous process requiring genuine reform and a demonstrable commitment to the public good. For individuals and organizations, it means working even harder to prove yourselves through transparency and consistent value.
Then there's the challenge of polarization. Societies are increasingly divided, making communication across divides incredibly difficult. What one group finds credible, another might dismiss outright based on its source.
It's easy to retreat into echo chambers, but true credibility in a polarized world requires the courage to engage with opposing viewpoints, not to win, but to understand. It means framing your case carefully and acknowledging valid points from others.
Being able to say, "I understand why you might feel that way, even though my perspective is different," can be a powerful bridge builder. And the script also points out how online anonymity can fuel negative interactions and make constructive dialogue challenging.
This online disinhibition effect makes fostering positive online communities where respectful discourse is the norm so vital. Personal accountability becomes even more important when your real identity is attached to your words.
So, we've discussed the challenges. Now, let's pivot to proactive strategies for cultivating and maintaining credibility in the digital age. Beyond the core pillars, what are the actionable steps?
First, consistency is king and queen. Credibility is built through consistent actions, showing up regularly with valuable content, maintaining a consistent tone, and adhering to your values in every interaction. Inconsistency breeds doubt.
Think about a company posting about sustainability and then facing scrutiny for damaging practices. That jarring inconsistency does more damage than silence. It's about building a reliable pattern of behavior your audience can count on.
Second, master the art of active listening and engagement. This means truly hearing your audience, understanding their concerns, and responding thoughtfully. It creates a dialogue, not a monologue.
A Q&A session where the presenter genuinely engages with challenging questions builds far more credibility than someone who dismisses them. It also involves monitoring conversations and participating appropriately, not just to defend yourself.
Third, embrace transparency and disclosure. Be upfront about affiliations, funding, conflicts of interest, and limitations in your knowledge. This doesn't diminish credibility, it enhances it. It signals you have nothing to hide.
Consider a journalist disclosing a personal relationship with a candidate. That transparency builds more trust than if it came out later. It's a foundation that's incredibly resilient. And fourth, be willing to evolve and admit mistakes.
No one is perfect. The key is not to pretend errors didn't happen, but to own them. A sincere apology, with an explanation of what went wrong and how to prevent it, can actually strengthen credibility. It shows humility and integrity.
Like a chef admitting they oversalted a dish instead of calling it a new flavor profile. This willingness to admit fault shows maturity and an ethical grounding. Fifth, focus on value and problem solving.
Ultimately, people seek credible sources to learn, be informed, solve problems, or improve their lives. Your content should consistently deliver on this. How do you help your audience navigate complexity? How do you empower them?
A consultant who consistently helps businesses overcome challenges with actionable strategies becomes a trusted advisor. Their credibility is earned through tangible results. Sixth, cultivate a strong network and seek endorsements.
External validation can be incredibly powerful. Building relationships with other credible individuals can lead to collaboration and endorsements. When respected peers vouch for you, it amplifies your credibility significantly.
Think of the power of a strong recommendation from a trusted figure, it's like a shortcut to trust. But these endorsements must be genuine and earned, not just transactional. And seventh, invest in your own continuous learning.
The world and knowledge are constantly changing. To maintain expertise, you must commit to lifelong learning, staying abreast of new research, industry developments, and emerging trends. It signals seriousness about your field.
A scientist who stops reading journals will quickly find their expertise outdated. Similarly, a leader not learning about new technologies will lose their edge. Now, let's look at some real-world scenarios where these strategies are put to the test.
In journalism, a reporter facing pressure to break a story quickly must still verify information through multiple sources, cross-reference facts, and provide context. Disclosing biases and issuing corrections for errors is crucial.
Think of investigative journalism that takes years. That dedication to the truth, despite immense pressure, is the bedrock of journalistic credibility. In academic research, professors must adhere to rigorous methodologies and transparently report findings.
they must also acknowledge others' work and be open to peer review. This process of scrutiny and validation lends authority to academic findings. In the nonprofit sector, credibility is vital for funding and public support.
This means demonstrating expertise, being transparent about donations, showcasing impact with real examples, and engaging with the community. A charity that clearly articulates its mission and demonstrates tangible results builds powerful trust.
Even in the creative arts, credibility plays a role. An artist who consistently produces high-quality work and develops a unique voice builds a loyal following. Their evolution should feel like a natural progression, not chasing trends.
Their passion for their craft and dedication to artistic integrity are key. If a musician known for lyrical depth suddenly releases a shallow album, their credibility as a thoughtful lyricist would suffer. It's a powerful example.
The overarching message is clear: credibility isn't a static achievement, it's a dynamic, ongoing process. It requires constant vigilance, ethical conduct, and a genuine commitment to serving your audience.
In an age where trust is a scarce and highly valued commodity, those who can consistently demonstrate expertise, act with integrity, and show genuine care will not only be heard but will also be believed. They'll be the ones who can make a meaningful impact.
And that, in today's world, is perhaps the most valuable currency of all. Fantastic insights from the script today. Thanks for breaking it down with me, co-host.
My pleasure, host. It's a topic we all need to be mindful of. Join us next time on Baga Media, Tech Talk, for more insights.